Menoches Perek Zayin Mishne Dalet. Nisochim Shekitshu Bekli. We were discussing in the previous Mishnah the Lachmei Toide that were brought, and the Lachmei Toide are Agav, the carbon. So the carbon is Mata the Lachmei Toide. What happens if there's a carbon that was Chal, a Psul in the carbon? Does that carry over to the Lachmei Toide? Agav that, the Mishnah says a similar discussion. A carbon has Nesochim. So Reuven is supposed to bring a carbon. Either with that, he's Magdish Nesochim. Now when he's Magdish, it becomes Kedushas, Bede Kabai is not Kedushas carbon. It only becomes Neskadish Le Kedushas HaKarbon when it's Neskad Shubakli, which is why the Mishnah starts Nesochim Shekid Shubakli. It already has Kedushas HaKarbon. However, V'nimtzo HaZavach Posel. There's a carbon oiler that has to be brought. This behema is Gerada Miyuchet for carbon oiler. The behema was Shechted. That itself is miyached these nesochim for that carbon, and then niskadish b'kedushas hakli, and then memela, if they can't be used, then they nifsal balino, which is the din of every behema, every carbon that doesn't come to its din is nifsal balino. Dam that wasn't nizrak al gam demizbech, once it's already balayla after shkia, the dam becomes nizrak, the dam becomes nifsal. Over here also, the Nesochim become, since they were Neskadish Bekli, they become Posel. What makes them part of a carbon? The fact that the carbon was Shechted. This is a little bit different than what we had in Mishneh Gimel. What we had in Mishneh Gimel is that the Yachas of the Toide, the carbon Toide, with the Lachmei Toide, is that even when the Shechita is found to be Posel, the fact that the carbon is enough of a Shem carbon, Legabim Olo Lo Yerid, that means that Epis Hashem carbon it has is enough to be Mekadosh the Lechem, and then the Lechem is Nifsal. Mashenkin over here, the Yachas with the Nesochim is not as tight. So Memela, the din is that it only becomes Neskadosh to be Nifsal Belina as part of a carbon only if there's a Shechita Ksher. Look at the Tesis Yom that makes this distinction. So what the Mishnah is really saying over here, you look in the Rav, is Im yesh shom zevach acher, if there's another korban in the azara at the same time which is shechted, so it could be yikrvu imoy, the nesochim could be brought for that korban. Vameh dvar mamurim she zevach zavuch bo yisho, like we just said that there was a korban there. Avlam loyho ye zevach zavuch bo yisho nase kemisha nifsalu belina upsulim. And that's what the Mishnah speaks out, the Poslu Belinu, because it's not only Poslu Belinu when it gets to Shkia. If it was Shechted, and it's Neskadish Bekli, the Nesochim, and now there's no carbon there to bring it, so we don't allow the Nesochim to be brought for another carbon. Now the Gemara sticks in a whole shtickle over here, that the Rav brings, that we're only talking about a carbon Tzibur. This is based on a concept the Gemara says in different places. Masechta Shavuos is a whole Erichus about this. We are by a korban tzibur lev bas bezdin mas naleim. You have to realize that by korban tzibur you could have a lot of the same korban being brought at the same time. Let's say a korban musaf, we have sheva kvosim. So you have the nesochim that was set aside for one of the korbanos. There's an automatic that if something went wrong in the shechita of that korban, you don't have to throw out the nesochim. It doesn't have to be nifsal belina and gotten rid of. It could go on the other. It's like a tnai in the shechita and the Iskatros of the carbon that should not be magdish the nesochim v'chulei if the carbon doesn't work out. So then it can be brought, but even that Chazal only allowed it if there was another carbon, parallel carbon, like we said, another carbon musav that was there b'shas ma'isa. If not, then we see it as a carbon that's homeless. We see it as nesochim that are homeless. Remember the nesochim on skadish as the nesochim of that carbon. So you can't stop using a different carbon. If Reuven is bringing his personal carbon oiler, and then something goes wrong with the carbon, the nesochim can't turn for carbon shimon. It was nesochim as carbon Reuven. It's only with this leiv bez nemas nalem, only by carbon tzibur, only if there's a zevach acher de b'shas ma'isa. Vlad toido utmuroso. The Mishnah is bringing a case over here of a vlad toido. A vlad, of course, could only be when you have a carbon which is in a kevum. What we're talking about is here's a carbon toida. Carbon toida is like a shlomim. You could bring a mizoch in a kevah as opposed to a carbon pesach or a carbon oilo. And what happens if the behemoth that was niskadish gave birth before it was shechted? So it's part of the behemoth, the mother, that had kedushas toida. So the halacha is that the vlad is kodosh because it was part of its mother. And now you have to figure out what to do with this behemoth. The truth of the matter is that the makom for these halachas, more concentrated, is in tmura. But we have over here a halacha that's agav our din. Vlad toida is one oifin of a korban which is niskadish b'kedushas toida, but it didn't have its own being set aside for ploini's korban toida. It's its own behemoth and it has kedushas toida, but it wasn't set aside. Tmuroso is the halach of tmura, and that's the subject of Masechas Tmura, is a zebim koim zeh, where a person tries to switch. The halach is vayhu tmurasi yeh kodesh. The vlad becomes kodesh as well. Not the vlad, sorry, the tmura becomes kodesh as well. So we have a behemoth that has kedushas tmura, kedushas toida, without having been actually set aside for that carbon. Or, a third case is vamafish toidosoi. Somebody was mafish carbon toida, vaovda. Got lost, so he had to bring a korban toida. He was already mechayv himself korban toida. So he was hifrish acheres tachdel, einon tuunin lechem. All these are brought as a korban toida, but since they're not set aside as Reuven's korban toida, einon tuunin lechem. Shenemar v'hikir v'alzevach hatoida, hatoida tuunin lechem v'alvlodo v'loy chalifoso v'loy tmuroso tuunin lechem. So Mishnah is telling over here an interesting halacha that the Mechayiv of a korban toida being Mechayiv lachme toida is very specific when it was niskadish as such. It's defined only where the korban is brought for a person who was magdish this behema as such. Not for the cases that we mentioned, because that's a that lachayra is the geder hadvar. Mishnah, hey, ha'ima harayolai toida. A person is Mechayiv himself a korban toida. He didn't say harayi zeh. So the val, there's no behema which is miyuchid with korban toida. He has a personal obligation, but which behema? He'll choose. Yovihi v'lachmo min achulin. Since he obligated himself, so now he can't pay off his debt. He's mechuyiv to hegdish, mechuyiv with korban. He can't pay off his debt. We're talking over here, the thing that maybe he'd pay off his debt would be ma'aseh sheni. Ma'aseh sheni can be used for korbanos. Ma'aseh sheni can be used for anything that's roi la'achila. Korban is included, even though there are parts of the korban that are obviously not eaten, but that's, the Torah says specifically, ma'aseh sheni can be used to bring. If a person wants to bring korban, ma'aseh sheni is on tait, but not to pay debt. Over here, even though it's used for a korban, but the korban was already an existing debt, a choiv that he had. He was mechuyiv, because he said harei olai. Toida min achulin v'lachmo min ha'maiser. Let's say he says, harei olai, you have to stick in a little bit of wording. He says, harei olai lahovi, what? Toida min achulin lachmo min ha'maiser. Once he said toida min achulin, he became mechuyiv in the lachmim memelo. So melo yovi. He will lachma min achulin. Again, he's paying a debt. Toida min ha'maiser v'lachma min achulin. Let's say he says harei olai toida, and he says min ha'maiser. He was never mechayiv himself without the caveat that he's not mechuyiv it as debt. He's being magdish it, but he's being magdish it only for ma'aser. It was never a pre-existing choiv that he's paying for ma'aser, so that he'd be allowed to do. V'lachma min achulin. Even though he speaks out lachma min achulin. But the toida is not a problem because it was said min ha'maisa. So the lechem will have to bring min ha'chulin. Yovi. Let's say he speaks out in one sense. Ha'toida hi v'lachma min ha'maisa. It wasn't mechayv himself anything from ma'isa. So it's not a pre-existing debt. Yovi, he could bring both. V'lo yovi michite ma'isa sheni. He shouldn't bring from chitin that was set aside for ma'isa sheni. Elo mi mois ma'isa sheni. That he could do. The Gemara speaks this out. The Rav brings it that something that has pre-existing kedushas ma'aser sheni as a dovish b'kedusha can't be used for a korban. So mela, it has to be ba'ifin where it's mois ma'aser sheni, and the mois ma'aser sheni can be used to buy a korban that will be chalal like kedushas korban without it having been oichel of ma'aser sheni. So it has to be mois ma'aser sheni, not the chitim that were already bought with money of ma'aser sheni, not the chitim that were already from the produce in the field that was set aside for Ma'aser Sheni. This halacha, by the way, has one very famous halacha l'maaser ramification. And that is, we see over here that a person cannot use Ma'aser money for pre-existing chayvus. And this is the old child that comes up that many people want to know, which mitzvahs that a person feels obligated to be mekayim, can he give ma'aser money? We understand that ma'aser money is patterned. It's midrabbanan, but it's patterned on the concept of ma'aser. So can he pay a pre-existing obligation? A person obligates himself to support his daughter for a certain amount of years after the chasna. It's a pre-existing condition. It was part of the shidduch. Could he then use ma'aser money to support his couple, even though they'll use the money for being able to learn a kail? Probably not. If he was mechayiv himself mitchila from ma'aser money, so he's deciding which mitzvah use ma'aser money. It's not paying off existing debt. Can a person pay tuition? Same shaila. Tuition is something a person is mechayiv to give. However, let's say he wants to pay full tuition, betzim, he'd be able to get a reduction. So you have a lot of different shaylas. All these type of shaylas have to be answered. Has to be asked to a rov for a shikul hadas. We were just pointing out the source of this type of halacha.